Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5 a.m. It is April 30th, last day of April, and it's Tactical Tuesday. I'm Jason Posnick here with you again. You know the drill. If you're in bed, get up. If you're sitting, stand up. Least you can do is walk in a circle. Now, for this Tactical Tuesday, I'm going to share with you guys something that I'm seeing and working on firsthand with hundreds of agents and seeing it move the needle. When you're meeting with clients, both buyers, sellers, heck, renters, investors, could be anyone, one of the single worst habits for a sales professional, sales leader, is pitching, to pitch something, right? Think about it. What is to pitch? To pitch is to throw a baseball. It doesn't say a good pitch, it just says a pitch. To pitch is to throw something, hoping that it works. To pitch is spaghetti at the wall. And I was working with a number of agents yesterday, and they were talking about working with buyers and pitching consults. The same group was talking about with sellers pitching pricing strategies or different pricing models. And what I noticed was the vernacular that they're using, the word pitching. See, they're in this habit of throwing shit at the wall and hoping it sticks. They're in this habit of hoping that what they say, the client's going to listen to, that will resonate with the client. And when you're working from hope in a business, well, it leaves you pretty hopeless, especially when you don't know how to overcome the objections that follow. So I'm going to give you guys some very simple ways to switch from pitching to actually creating an impactful, powerful connection with a client that leaves them feeling like they got more than a 30-minute timeshare pitch. First step with any powerful, impactful engagement with a client is personalization. Before we can pitch anything, present anything, offer anything, we have got to personalize it. It has got to be personalized to them. And when I say personalize it, I don't mean use their name. I don't mean simply make a new packet for them. Personalizing a presentation means that we are first taking the time to dig, to gather intelligence, to understand. See, I've got to understand what the person I'm speaking with, what they know, what they don't know, and then single most importantly, what they want to know. Because here's the deal. If I teach someone all of the things that they don't know about a specific subject matter, well, that's a lot of me talking. It's a lot of me talking about things that they may not care to understand. I'm going to lead to overwhelm. I'm going to sound condescending as shit, and I'm not going to earn the business. The second thing that we just said is what they already know. Now, if I teach you what you already know, we're stuck in another position that I'm coming off as condescending, just talking to hear my own voice. See, what we want to uncover is what they want to know. We want to teach people what they want to know. Our goal is to help people solve their problems creatively. So step one is to personalize. You personalize through asking questions, through understanding the perception of your counterpart. Second step is positioning. So once we've personalized, once we've dug and gathered intelligence, we then position. We position how we are going to be the best one to help them. We position. If we uncovered, for example, in gathering intelligence, the single most important thing to them and an agent is marketing the property differently, then I'm going to start positioning myself and the rest of my presentation, how I market differently. To give you a better example, on a listing appointment, I spend the first 5 to 10 minutes sitting at a table with a consumer, personalizing, asking questions to understand what they're looking for. This happened yesterday, $1 million appointment. And he actually said to me, I've worked with agents. Agents have that much value. So I'm looking to see really how you're going to help me get more money than I would get myself. When it came time for my marketing presentation later on, for me to position my differentiation and my argument as to why he should pick me, I skipped over the fluff and I got right into the power of marketing, the power of exposure, demand, and competition driving price. And by doing that, I was speaking his language and I was speaking to what he wanted, not just pitching to talk for 35 minutes on an appointment and hope that he picks me. And that's that third part, presentation. We personalize, we position, and then we present. Too many salespeople start off with the presentation. They present something, and then they ask questions about it, and then they try to position why they work. And what happens when you do it this way is you've already bored them out of even giving you the opportunity to have a real open dialogue about what they want and why they're going to pick you. Switch it. Start with seeking first to understand and then to be understood. Personalize. Position. Know where you're going to go to when you get to your presentation. Position your presentation to hit the most impactful thing to them first. And then the last part's easy. That's presenting. And I say it's easy, but don't get me wrong there. It's not easy. It's your chance to freaking shine. When you present, guys, girls, motivators, sales is emotion. It comes from within. See, if you're presenting something that you can't get emotional about, that you can't truly buy into, that you cannot convey confidence on, well, then how are you going to get them to get into the emotion of confidence in order to choose you? See, one of the greatest things I've ever learned is that the mind justifies what the heart decides, what the heart chooses. I don't care if you're the most analytical person in the world, you still have a gut, and you still use that gut in making decisions. And like everyone else, that gut's going to lead you. You're going to listen to it, and your mind is going to justify it. Your mind is going to create the reasons why that gut decision makes sense. Sales is emotion. Decisions are emotional, and your job, your goal is to convey the emotion of confidence, absolute certainty during your presentation that you're the one for them. And you do that because you've gathered intelligence, you've known where to position it so you don't waste time talking about what they already know or all the stuff they don't know, rather just focusing on what they want to know. And then you present powerfully, clearly articulating and communicating what it is that you're going to help them accomplish, how you're going to accomplish it differently from anyone else, and what it's going to leave them with at the end. 5 a.m. Club, April 30th, the last day of April. Go close this month out. Go close this month out strong. Get up, get moving, get in the gym, get healthier, get better, get smarter, get faster. I will see you guys tomorrow for Wednesday.